WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, we're already looking towards the weekend.
We are, and that forecast is still looking glorious. We do have some more raindrops to get through first, along with some clouds and cool temperatures, mostly in the 60s this morning, and that's about where we'll stay today. Maybe 70 degrees for a high. Thermometer's not going very far. The radar is pretty empty at the moment. Just a couple of sprinkles, really, from Somerset, Middlesex, Mercer, and Burlington counties. And we'll see a few showers drift in as the day goes on. Nothing heavy, nothing prolonged. It's not going to be a washout. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise. Now, as we get into this evening, scattered showers return to the picture, and then heavier, steadier rain arrives after midnight tonight. There's a good chance it pours for much of the overnight hours. A flood watch in effect for roughly the western half of New Jersey from tonight through tomorrow morning. That's just where the ground is the most saturated. Overnight lows around 60. That rain exits around mid-morning tomorrow. Then we'll see clearing skies through tomorrow afternoon. Highs still only upper 60s to around 70, but the weekend, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the 70s. Right now, New Brunswick 63, Summers Point 67, and Manchester 65.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. A dangerous child rapist that has been seen on both sides of the Delaware near Trenton may be back in the Garden State, possibly camping out in the woods. The manhunt continues this morning, and Patrick Lavery joins us live with what we know. Patrick?
Eric, the search for 47-year-old David Hamilton has now led to the arrest of a woman who allegedly allowed the suspect to stay in the New Hope, Pennsylvania home of a 78-year-old woman she cares for. Meredith Custodio is accused of taking Hamilton in on Friday night after he was last spotted in the woods and sparred with a police officer. Now Hamilton has apparently fled in the senior citizen's car, a 2016 Toyota Avalon, PA plates PD3759P. Hamilton is considered armed and very dangerous, skilled at surviving in the woods. He was previously spotted camping in the Lambertville area in a white tent with a red top. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures outside starting out in the 60s for the most part today. Flood watch is in effect for the western half of New Jersey. That's from 8 o'clock tonight till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Daytime today, mostly cloudy and cool. Chance of a shower, but then showers return this evening with heavier, steadier rain likely after midnight. But still, the weekend is looking great. We'll have more on that part of the forecast with Dan in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Will New Jersey give the terminally ill the right to take their own lives? The debate continues, and we'll have the latest in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out of the 60s this morning. Mostly cloudy and cool. We do still have the chance of a shower. High temperatures will top out around 70. And then we could see some more intense rain moving in this evening with the heaviest after midnight. And we do have some concerns about flooding overnight. We will eventually clear out for a nice weekend, but we do have some rain to get through first. And Dan will have more on your weekend weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Senate Judiciary Committee, in a few hours, will raise the curtain on what promises to be a high-drama hearing in which senators will listen to a woman accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her. They will then weigh his denial. President Trump has called the accusations a, quote, big fat con job, but he will be watching.
You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said. So it's possible that they will be convincing.
Today's hearing will be the first time the country sees and hears from Kavanaugh's accuser. The hearing is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. The idea has been tossed around for 6 years. Supporters say it's time for Jersey lawmakers to finally make some real progress with a bill that would allow terminally ill residents to obtain medication to end their suffering and allow them to die peacefully in their sleep.
Rumson resident Susan Boyce has outlived her original prognosis, but the 55-year-old knows the end is inevitable due to a progressive terminal illness. She says it would give her great comfort to know she had a prescription at her disposal should the suffering become unbearable.
I can't tell you for sure whether I would ever take it. I do know that right now it would give me great peace of mind.
Assemblyman John Berzicelli, lead sponsor of the Aid in Dying for the Terminally Ill Act, says he's optimistic the bill will move soon, and if everything falls into place, it could be on the governor's desk by the end of November. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A road rage confrontation between two off-duty cops has left one of the officers facing serious charges. An officer from Lumberton saw Franklin Township Police Sergeant Teddy Serra driving erratically and followed him. Now, both were off duty. Eventually, both cars pulled over. The Lumberton cop claims Serra pulled his gun. When he saw the other cop's badge, both drove away. State police eventually arrested Serra after he hit a mailbox in another car. He was initially charged with drunk driving, but now faces more serious weapons charges. New Jersey retains the worst business tax climate in the nation. That's in a new report from the Tax Foundation.
It's almost not news in that the Tax Foundation has ranked New Jersey's business tax climate at the bottom or virtually tied for last for a decade. But this year's tax hikes on corporations with profits of $1 million and individual income over $5 million drove New Jersey's index score down more than any other state for 2019, says senior policy analyst Jared Walczak.
The reality, though, is that New Jersey ranked 50th before this continues into rank 50th. Maybe it's a worse 50th.
The state's economy has added 61,500 jobs over the past 12 months, a 1.5% gain that ranks square in the middle nationally. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Residents of a Secaucus apartment building have helped police nab a perverted panty thief. They installed hidden cameras in the laundry room to catch 48-year-old Carl Jobson pilfering panties. He would later return them to the laundry. Police say they have video of Jobson, quote, inappropriately holding the underwear in question. Residents in all parts of New Jersey are being warned by a state watchdog group about a shocking and dangerous new threat to public safety.
Lee Seglum of the State Commission of Investigation says young, violent neighborhood gangs are now operating in cities, the suburbs, and even rural parts of Jersey, and
the slightest personal affront, even a perceived insult, can trigger mayhem, where teens and preteens almost routinely settle adolescent tussles with deadly weapons.
SCI investigator Edwin Torres says neighborhood gangs have weaponized social media, going online to brag, intimidate, and make threats.
Some of these gangs simply are interested in establishing their reputation through violence.
In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The FBI is warning of a paycheck scam that's been hitting New Jersey residents. Phishing emails target your login credentials for online payroll accounts. If you give the info, your direct deposit is changed to the scammer's bank account. If you get any such email about your pay or direct deposit, don't respond. First, contact your employer. Make sure it's real. We've solved the mystery of the Time to Eat sign that disappeared along the side of the road in Bridgewater recently. The sign for the Time to Eat diner on Route 202 vanished a couple of weeks ago. Social media erupted with worry, but we've learned the diner has not been sold. Nothing has changed. Weather and time managed to damage the iconic sign. It could no longer be repaired, so they took it down and replaced it with a new one. The state Supreme Court is hearing the case of a football fan who says the NFL violated state law when making tickets available for the 2014 Super Bowl.
The law was on the books in 2014, but it was repealed by the Murphy administration this year. It required 95% of tickets for events to be made available for public purchase. The NFL made only 1% of tickets available for the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium, with the rest going to team associates and friends of the league. Josh Finkelman, currently the only plaintiff in the lawsuit, says he was forced to pay thousands of dollars for a ticket with a face value of just $800. He argues that the scarcity allowed people to resell their tickets through brokers for 5 to 10 times the original price. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We do have more rain on the way. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Dennis and Judy.
Other stations, other parts of the country, other loyal listeners, great people. I'm sure we have the best listeners in the world.
It's amazing.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. And Dan, we got to talk about flooding again, possibly.
Yeah, once again, a flood watch in effect for the western half of New Jersey. Kind of weird how they drew this, but I think it's because that's where the ground is most saturated. That's where the strongest storms came through last night with some patches of heavy rain. So it's really the western half of New Jersey, generally north and west of the New Jersey Turnpike, That flood watch goes from 8 o'clock tonight through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. During the day today, there will be some showers and sprinkles. Right now, it's just a couple of spritzes across central New Jersey. I can see some more batches of rain coming through Maryland and Delaware right now. Mostly cloudy and cool today. Highs only around 70 degrees. Rain really fills back in this evening with scattered showers. And then late tonight after midnight, that's when it may very well pour with periods of heavy, steady rain. By tomorrow morning, the rain exits. And then we'll see clearing skies through tomorrow afternoon. High still on the cool side for your Friday, upper 60s to around 70, but the weekend is looking great. Sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday. A few extra clouds on Sunday. High temperatures in the 70s for both days. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a dangerous child rapist may be camping out in New Jersey after getting a little help in Pennsylvania. New Jersey is again considering giving the terminally ill the ability to end their own lives. In sports, Yanks lose. Their magic number remains 2 to clinch home field in the wild card game. DeGrom finishes a dominant season with 8 shutout innings as the Mets beat Atlanta. The Phillies blown out in Colorado for the third straight night, this time 14-0 against the Rockies. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time on the nose, 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. You probably don't need the umbrella this morning. It's just a couple of sprinkles out there. We'll see a few showers during the day. Rain really fills back in this evening with heavier rain holding off until after midnight tonight. Make sure you dress for some cool weather today. High temperatures barely to 70 degrees. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
Jersey Radio.
The only station I listen to in my truck every single day of the week.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is on a Thursday morning with a weekend in sight. We have rain that we need to get through before we get to some nice fall weather for the weekend. For much of today, it'll be mostly cloudy and cool, still the chance of a shower. Our high temperatures will top out around 70, but showers will return by this evening and a heavier, steadier rain likely after midnight. Rain should exit about mid-morning tomorrow, but there is a flood watch in effect for the western half of New Jersey from 8 o'clock tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Police are investigating reports of stolen mail in a South Jersey town. The mail was taken from mailboxes in Moorestown. Thieves have been targeting checks they can alter and cash. Police say residents should pay their bills online instead of using the mail. Any residents who have to mail checks use the mail slots in the local post office. Anybody with information is asked to contact Moorestown Police. Good news, bad news, the latest state of obesity report. Out of the 50 states, New Jersey posts the 11th lowest adult obesity rate. But since the year 2000, that rate has shot up by more than 60%.
New Jersey's adult obesity rate is 27.3%, according to new rankings. Registered nutritionist Felicia Stoller in Holmdel says obviously increased obesity means increased diabetes and heart disease, but people aren't making the necessary changes, even small ones, to balance what they eat with physical activity.
It's that cliche, do you park really close to where you need to be, or do you park further away? Can you sit at a conference all day, or can you stand in the back?
As for the diet, Stoller says we need to be eating more plant-based foods, not a hard task in New Jersey.
This is the Garden State.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
From Ford to Walmart to Procter & Gamble, a growing number of iconic American companies are warning President Trump's tariffs on U.S. imports are raising their costs and prices. Ford warned Trump's tariffs on imported steel and aluminum costed $1 billion, threatening to ignite price increases across the auto industry. Likewise, Walmart has told the administration Trump's taxes on $200 billion of Chinese imports could raise their consumer prices. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is announcing a series of initiatives to combat hunger in New Jersey.
Coughlin says hunger in this very affluent state is still a large problem.
It is everywhere, and it is abundant, even in this very wealthy state.
Coughlin wants to improve school nutrition programs, establish an anti-hunger program on college campuses, and attract food markets to urban areas. Among the series of initiatives,
establish a link so that people can find the food pantries in their area.
And establish a liaison between the Agriculture Department and farmers that may be able to help the hungry. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The owner of America's oldest nuclear power plant has removed the nuclear fuel from the reactor after shutting it down last week. The fuel rods placed into a spent fuel pool where it will cool down for at least 2 years. Eventually, it'll be placed into sealed concrete casks for longer-term storage on the grounds of the former plant in Lacey. A Florida company will eventually buy the plant and move the fuel to an interim disposal site it's proposing in New Mexico. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:26. We have some rain to get through before we start to clear out for the weekend. Dan has that in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, an update on a dangerous rapist who's been popping back and forth across the Delaware River, believed to be back in New Jersey this morning. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian markets mixed today after the Federal Reserve lifted its key interest rate, as expected, for the third time this year. Major U.S. indexes fell after the Fed pushed those rates higher after stocks initially climbed after the announcement. The S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, all off. Dow will open at 26,385 today. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director, Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.